Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. It's time for a brainstorm. So I am so excited to bring you an Animal Oddfellow doubleheader.
I'm so excited too. An Animal Oddfellow. Okay.
Yes.
I'm ready.
So we've talked about symbiosis before. That's a close relationship between two species where one might benefit, like your sloth and moth.
Yes, exactly.
Episode. Yep. So there's something called commensalism, where one species benefits and the other isn't harmed, and mutualism, that's where everybody wins.
Okay. So, like if everybody loaded the dishwasher.
Yes, right?
If you're sitting here thinking, I don't load the dishwasher, stop right now. Go do it and come back.
That's commensalism, and your mother hates you.
Yep.
Well, the first pair we're going to talk about are Texas blind snakes, which sounds like I made that up, but I didn't. And the Eastern Screech Owl in Central Texas.
Those are both wonderful names.
Right? So the Eastern Screech Owl builds nests inside a tree, like a hollow log and that kind of thing. And they usually have their, you know, chicks in the nest. Well, part of the problem that they run into is parasites. You know, you get bugs and things that are in there. They feed on the chicks, which isn't so great, and the chicks aren't as healthy. A study done by Baylor University, they were seeing when screech owls carry snakes to their nests, usually the snake is beheaded when they're going along. That's like they kill it. Yeah, they kill it by doing that. Chop, done, and then they take it to the nest. Well, F.R. Gelbach and R.S. Baldridge were seeing owls carrying live blind snakes to their nest. Now, a blind snake, it's nearly blind, and it only eats insects, and it's about 12 inches long. They're often mistaken for worms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they look like a long, skinny noodle. So they were seeing these owls carrying them, and these worms are flopping around in ways that says, hey, that it's still all the worm that's there.
Yes.
Yeah. So they looked into nests, and they found four nests with live snakes in them. So these live snakes, these live snakes burrow under the dirt because they're in the duff. They're looking for insects, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, here's the cool thing. The live snakes, the ones that don't accidentally get eaten by the chicks, burrow. Yeah, I know. They burrow into the stuff underneath the chicks.
Uh-huh.
And they eat the insects that are in the nest.
Oh my gosh. It's like they completely were panicked because they're flying through the sky and they know their doom is coming. And then suddenly it's not. They have arrived at nirvana because they're warm underneath baby chick buns. And they're eating all day long. The food just drops down from heaven.
Oh, yeah. Because anything the chicks don't eat attracts insects, which they then eat.
Wow.
And so they thought, well, okay, this is crazy that this owl is doing this. Is there really any benefit? They followed the health of chicks in nests with live snakes versus ones that did not have live snakes where the live snake got snacked on. And the chicks with the snake in the nest were healthier and weighed more.
Wow. Do you think the mama owls, when the chicks ate the snake, this is why we can't have nice snakes, children.
I know. She comes back and she's like, I just brought two of them yesterday. Do you know how hard it is to find those things?
And catch them?
Yeah.
That whole process, to see an owl flying through the air with a moving snake and then knowing it's living there.
Oh. Yeah. It's just living out the rest of its life stuck in that nest with the owl chicks.
It will never have a family of its own, but it doesn't care.
No, because it's well fed. It's a nice fat blind noodle.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's living your best life.
It is living your best life. But I have somebody who's living an even better life.
I have a hard time imagining that, but dazzle.
Oh, I got to tell you, this is amazing. I want to tell you about the barely half inch long dotted humming frog.
Oh, that, it might be better.
That lives in Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru. It eats ants. That's its mojo. And some of these lucky frogs become the pets of burrowing tarantulas.
That is weirder.
I have to tell you that I don't like spiders. The way they move creeps me out. So watching videos for this was deeply disturbing, but it was so fascinating that I would sit there going, ah, and still watch and take notes.
Yes. Yes.
So the spider has its nest and the female lays her eggs in the nest. And ants really like spider eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So when this frog follows the ants into the spider's nest, the spider does not eat the frog. Now, the frogs do have slightly toxic skin, but it doesn't even kill the frog. And these tarantulas eat frogs.
So they're intentionally not eating this food because the food is contributing to the greater good.
Yes. And you will see the frog is hopping along and the spider touches it and caresses it. And you're my frog. Okay. And then the frog just lives in the nest. If the spider is out in the world and the frog is out in the world and, there might be a predator, the frog will crawl under the spider. So the spider's just standing there and the frog is like, move your legs, crawls underneath and hides under the spider.
And the spider defends it. Why has this never been in a creepy animated movie?
It's terrifying.
I feel like Rapunzel's mother might have this situation at her house or some witch in some movie. They've missed opportunities. That is weird.
Yeah. And not only that, but when the tarantula babies hatch. Okay, now this frog is half an inch long, so eeny weeny. Okay.
Okay, so like the fingernail size maybe?
Yeah, it's super small. And a tarantula, these tarantulas are
about the size of a kiwi fruit.
Yeah, they are gigantic, right? And like if one came in my house, I would just give him the house keys and leave. That's how big they are, right? And
yes.
The baby tarantulas, so I found this picture. I'm not sure if I can post it, but you could definitely find it. The little frog and a pile of baby tarantulas. It's like a mountain of tarantula spider legs next to this.
Now I'm feeling Adam's family here. Like this is a found family situation.
It is very much a found family situation. And as they grow up, these tarantula babies will pick up the frog. They will touch it with their mouth. They will roll it around, but nobody eats the frog because, like I said, it's slightly toxic.
Wow. That is the cutest, most horrifying thing I've heard in a long time.
Right? Well, and let's just take it one step farther with scientists. Okay, this is in the category of scientists doing things where you're like, I know we needed to know that, but is this really how we needed to go about that?
Yeah. How did he pitch this grant?
Well, in one instance, a scientist took a frog that the spider would normally eat and took the skin of a dotted humming frog and stuck it on the prey frog.
Suddenly we're in the silence of the tarantulas.
I know, right?
Oh!
Put the lotion in the basket and sent the frog in, and he's wearing the humming frog sweater, and the tarantula checked him out and let him go unharmed.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to go with Men in Black as my analogy here. He's walking around in a brand new Edgar suit.
And the spider was like, well, it smells like my frog who used to watch over everything. But yeah. So
frog was gone for a while. Did you guys see the frog for a while?
I mean, he's a little bigger now, but he smells the same. So I think it's fine.
Oh my goodness. There are so many things about this. Like, I might dream about this tonight.
I know, right? So that is an example of mutualism. You know, everybody wins. Frog is protected. Frog has a bodyguard. Frog has lots of food. And the spider has her eggs protected.
And frog has this surrogate family when the babies come. So, okay, that is better than the snake's gig. There's some community happening.
Because if the snake sticks his head out, he will get eaten.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
So there's still some inherent danger to his situation.
Yes.
The food comes from the sky. Do not go up to the sky to find it.
Wait till it comes down to you.
Yeah. Wow. All right, you won. You did your first one. I'm extremely impressed. That's my favorite animal story. Yeah, mic drop.
Wow. And that is my very long animal brainstorm doubleheader.
I might not wait for show notes. I might go look for this on my own.
Oh, you absolutely should. Actually, if you just put in tarantula and frog on your Google images, you see things you never knew you needed to see.
All right, folks, don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk And of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored. I feel like extra specially committed to that this time. I feel like Trace hit it out of the park on this one. That was not boring.
I was like, I'm going to bring your attention.
Yes. That was A game material.